What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, let us take today's look, our Friday look, our last look for the week, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The plenary session of the Tribunal Electoral maintained the decision to reject a complaint that sought to disqualify the candidacy for the free nomination of Betseray Richards, who won a seat in the 8-6 circuit in the 5th of May elections. In a resolution released this Thursday, but it was dated the 29th of April and bearing the signatures of Eduardo Valdez Escofri, Alfredo Junco and Luis Pereira, the Tribunal Electoral confirmed the decision of the Third Administrative Electoral Court to dismiss the complaint filed by lawyer Neftali Hein, who accused Richards of not having resigned his position in the state radio and television educational system, Serve TV, within the period established by law. Now, according to the ruling of the Tribunal Electoral in this case, it was established that Article 33 of the Electoral Code was not violated, which provides that public servants who have served at any time since 6 months before are not eligible for elected positions of the election. The positions of director, deputy director, general secretary, administrator, and other management positions of autonomous and semi-autonomous entities. Now, according to the Tribunal Electoral, the position of head of content at Serve TV that Richards held is not classified within the political and managerial level of that entity, and therefore it is evident that the functions he held cannot be equivalent to those of a director or deputy general director. They also explain that although Richards was appointed to the position of Director of Information and Public Relations of Serve TV, the reality is that he did not exercise a management function, since he only carried out orders at the management level, a job for which he received a constant and fixed payment, as proven by the Serve TV payroll. The magistrates concluded that in this sense it is observed that Richards held a position that is not listed in Article 33 of the Electoral Code. Richards was elected as a representative of the 8-6 circuit in last Sunday's elections. After the electoral defeat that Zulay Rodriguez suffered in the elections on the 5th of May, the criminal proceedings against her in the gold bullion case will be transferred now to the ordinary justice system. Due to her status as a representative of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the Supreme Court of Justice is currently investigating her for the alleged appropriation of a batch of gold bars. Now, the court attempted on four occasions to charge Rodriguez with the alleged commission of the crimes of money laundering, fraud, illicit criminal association, and malfeasance, but did not attend any of them. At that time, Rodriguez claimed to have resigned her seat as a PRD representative, but the court never received official confirmation from the Credentials Commission, chaired by Representative Raul Pineda, regarding said resignation. During hearings scheduled for the 29th of February, the 9th of March and the 15th of March, as well as April the 3rd, only her lawyer, Angel Alvarez, appeared, who presented a challenge against Judge Ariadne Garcia, acting as guarantee judge, and two appeals of constitutional guarantees alleging violations of due process. Starting on the 1st of July, the date on which the new President of the Republic takes office and a new National Assembly is installed, Rodriguez's file will be added to the one followed by the Public Ministry against her husband, Alvaro Testa, and Rafael Arruz, who appear in the complaint filed in the case. In December of 2023, the first Superior Prosecutor of Justice gave the green light to the second Prosecutor's Office of Crimes Against Economic Assets to carry out a traceability report on funds that do not have justification from Testa and Arruz. The investigation against Rodriguez, Testa and Arruz began after the complaint of Juan David Penagos and his mother, Diana Clemencia Rios Cardona. They allege that José Luis Penagos, father of Juan David and husband of Diana Rios, was arrested in 2009 at the Tocumen airport for carrying 68 kilos of gold bars, and that in 2013 Penagos hired Rodriguez to defend him, but it would appear at this time she appropriated the gold. On the 3rd of April, Judge Ariadne Garcia, the guarantee judge in the case, did not admit an extrajudicial agreement reached with Penagos's family. The magistrate judge explained that the investigation is in a preliminary phase and that not even the accusation phase has yet been completed. Rodriguez competed for the presidency of the Republic and to be re-elected in the National Assembly through free nomination, but was unsuccessful. She also did not win the mayor of San Miguelito, a position for which she was nominated by the Realizing Goals Party, the group founded by former President Ricardo Martinelli. However, it was announced that she will continue fighting through legal means to retain the seat for the 8-2 circuit. The Fitch Ratings Agency, which downgraded Panama's sovereign debt to BB+, removing its investment grade, held a webinar this week to talk about the economic situation and the country's prospects after the elections in which it was elected to the presidency of the Republic, José Raúl Moreno of the Realizing Goals and the Alianza Party. In the first instance, Fitch clarified that the position of loss of investment grade or fallen angel in which this agency placed Panama in March of this year will be maintained and will not vary at least throughout this year, although they will observe closely the measures taken by the new administration. When we downgraded Panama, we revised the outlook to stable, and that it is basically because for now we do not see the strength of Panama's rating, said Todd Martinez, sovereign specialist for Latin America at Fitch. They justify the decision to lower the country's rating for two reasons: fiscal deterioration and institutional deterioration. Panama's fiscal deficit is high, and we see Panama's fiscal profile as weak and much weaker than it was years ago before the pandemic due to a series of problems. Firstly, poor revenue performance. Fitch indicates that Panama has the particularity of exhibiting high growth taxes, but they are not reflected in an increase in tax revenues because there is high tax evasion, promoted in part by the accumulation of tax exemptions in strategic sectors. The agency considers that the new Moreno government has two ways to improve income and cash flow: raise taxes or reduce tax evasion with an efficient collection plan, and reduction of those exemptions, at the same time betting on electronic billing to increase the collections. I think one thing to clarify is that our downgrade did not reflect any expectation of a major electoral risk or a bad result. Panama has a long-standing political continuity, and we have every reason to think that this will continue to be the case, said the Fitch analysis. Fitch insists that it is urgent for Moreno to present his own medium-term fiscal plan. It could take several years to reduce the debt to GDP, restore fiscal credibility to a sufficient degree for us to have confidence in a higher rating, stressed the Fitch rating analyst. I think the key things that could lead to a possible improvement are not only Moreno articulating a fairly ambitious fiscal consolidation plan, but one that is credible. We certainly think there could be room for Panama to achieve consolidation simply by combating tax evasion and other administrative measures. He also mentions that the agency has a somewhat constructive view of the medium-term growth of the economy at around 4.5% for the coming years. Fitch also sees the $10 billion investment plan for the Panama Canal as positive to boost the economy. At the same time, he indicates that the new administration would favour the project of a reservoir in the Indio River to solve part of the canal water issue. On the other hand, he mentions that the large works that Moreno is considering, such as the train between Panama City and David in Chiriquí and some that are pending execution, could be accelerated through the public-private partnership model. Regarding the mine, Fitch indicates that it is not yet clear what the Moreno government's plan will be. He has given some indications that it might be prudent to potentially reopen it under some new conditions, but this continues to be an open wound, I would say, that among the Panamanian population in general. The Fitch analyst specified that if the plan to reopen the mine is proposed to ensure that the decision is socially accepted, the government will have to have a greater participation in the activity. Sticking with the economy, the Panamanian economy will grow this year, but at a lower rate than originally estimated by the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, ECLAC. The agency projected in December 2023 that the Panamanian economy would grow at a rate of 4.2%. But in the new review published this Thursday, the 9th of May, it indicates that the growth will be lower, placing it at 3%. The growth rate for Panama would be below other Central American countries, such as the Dominican Republic, which, according to ECLAC, projects will grow 4.5%. Costa Rica will also show a higher rate with an estimated 3.9%, as will Honduras and Nicaragua at 3.5% each, and Guatemala at 3.4%. The 3% growth projected by the ECLAC for the Panamanian economy is one of the highest estimated by international organizations. The International Monetary Fund estimated that the economy would grow only 2.5% this year, the same rate projected by the World Bank. The Panamanian economy grew by 7.3% in 2023, according to the Ministry of Economy and Finance, but this year, 2024, the current government's estimates point to 2.5%, coinciding with what is indicated by the IMF and the World Bank. For the entire region, ECLAC indicates that the economic growth for this year will be 2.1%. Previously, it had estimated it at 1.5%. The organization indicates that South America will grow 1.6%, Central America and Mexico 2.7%, and the Caribbean, excluding Guyana, 2.8%. The region is facing a complex international scenario, characterized by growth in economic activity and global trade below their historical averages, along with interest rates that remain high in developing countries, resulting in higher financing costs for emerging countries, including the region, indicates ECLAC. Well, that's it. I'm spending a fair bit of time this morning with regards to the perceptions of our economic future. So it'll be interesting to see what our new government has in mind. Well, that's it. There's our look for today. That's our look for this week. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama compiled for you for today's breakfast show.